It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. Good morning. I'm Megan Lynch. And joining us now, Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis. We're going to talk about an ordinance that takes effect in St. Louis next month that regulates short-term rentals and requires a permit to operate. Think Airbnb and Vrbo. Let's talk about how that impacts visitors to our region. Kat, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
I am happy to be here.
So this starts November 6th, I believe, when short-term rentals can start applying for these permits.
Correct.
What's the good and bad of this?
So the good is that we are going to have some regulation around these short-term rentals, which historically, you said good and bad. There's a good and a bad with regard to Airbnb. You know, tourists and folks who are coming to St. Louis can stay inside of neighborhoods and get a real feel for the Central West End or Soulard. But the bad is that very often neighbors don't necessarily want these short-term rentals, which is one of the reasons why the regulations are specifically impacting neighborhoods that are zoned for single family residents. And then also what we have seen historically, and I've seen this in my neighborhood, I'm just south of downtown, walking distance to Bush and Soulard. And we had some really very deeply troubling houses in our neighborhood that were being rented out by absentee owners who were in San Diego or wherever. And there people would rent them for one night and have these huge parties. And it really became an issue. This is years ago. It has since been resolved in our neighborhood specifically. What I think the city was reacting to is Airbnb, at least in my personal experience, was not responsive to the complaints, multiple complaints of the neighborhood, including video and all of this kind of stuff showing what these folks were doing in these short-term rentals. So the regulations are being, as you said, the permits, which are going to be required, and you will have to actually input a permit number into these marketplaces, Vrbo, Airbnb. So you can start applying for those permits on November 6th, and the application deadline is May 6, 2025. So there is a window, to make sure that everybody receives the information. One of the other big regulations is that it's going to require a 2-night stay minimum. And again, that's to help mitigate the idea of I'm just going to get this spot one night for a party. you have to post rules inside, whether people read them, who knows, but you have to post house rules. They're also, and I think that this is a critical and very positive part of this new regulation, there has to be an agent or owner within that people can call and can respond within an hour. And from my personal experience, like I said, we had folks that were in San Diego and there was no one locally to respond to complaints about noise and disturbances in the neighborhood. So having someone who within an hour, if there are issues, can be on site, I think that is a tremendous improvement. So these, if you are going to also run an Airbnb or Vrbo in a neighborhood that is zoned single family residential, then you do have to actually go to a public hearing in order to obtain that permit. And I just want to say, I know that for a lot of us who are used to this kind of gig economy, where it's like, if I have my own house, I should be able to rent it out. That's you know, I get that. But I have a friend who has an Airbnb and has been operating that Airbnb for about 20 years. So way before Airbnb was a thing, when it was real B&Bs. And she had to go and knock on every door in her neighborhood to get the neighbor's permission to operate a B&B in the neighborhood. And then she had yearly, just like a restaurant or something like that, she had a yearly inspectors from the city coming to inspect the property, make sure that it was safe. So those were the types of regulations that we had in place before these online marketplaces popped up. And I think that what's happening with the city now is getting it back to where there is there's a sense of responsibility between these owners and operators of these short-term rental properties and the neighborhoods in which they are operating.
So for someone who might be coming in to stay in an Airbnb or Vrbo this weekend, give us a quick rundown of some of the things we can look forward to.
Okay, so many wonderful things. Number one, at the Fox, A Beautiful Noise. If you love Neil Diamond, this one is for you. I also want to mention that this is the last weekend for The Roommate at the Rep. Just FYI, I'm actually going tonight, which is not on our top five list, but I'm just giving it my own little plug. This weekend, the Cherokee Street Jazz Crawl. It's the 12th annual. Brass bands and blues musicians and swing dancers. I mean, on all corners of Cherokee Street. This is a free event, and there is a ticketed, finale essentially at the Golden Record. But other than that, it's totally free. So just pop on down to Cherokee Street and enjoy. Lawmeyer After Dark is taking place on November 2nd. They're going to have special illuminations. There's going to be a night market, tons of live music and great food. And then last, Coco in Concert, Day of the Dead is November 2nd. And so St. Louis Symphony Orchestra will be playing a live score to the fabulous animated feature film Coco. And that's going to be at Stiefel.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.